Are you related? What does that mean?
It's my dad.
Okay, just ask him questions. Are you related?
No.
No. Okay, where's your wife?
She's at home looking after the children.
Okay.
And my mother.
Okay. She's an anointed woman.
She is.
I'm serious, she's very anointed. God can trust her.
Yes.
She's a good mother too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's an awesome mother.
Yeah. She is.
Yeah. Fire. Yeah. What's her name?
Dini, or Diana, Dini. But Dini, everybody calls her Dini.
Everybody calls her Dini. She, oh, this has to do with Diana. Diana.
Diana, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Can somebody put music on for me? Okay. Just some little music. Yeah. And if you don't mind, this light is right on my eyes there. I know it's great light, but it's just on my eyes, if you don't mind. What's your name? Lydia. Where are you from? Taunton. Ah. Yeah. Hmm. And you said, where are you from?
I'm John. I'm from this church.
You're from this church?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your wife here?
Yes, she is.
Where is she? Come here. Come here. What's your name?
Sue.
Sue, yeah. Bless you, Sue. I don't know what I'm doing. No clue. I'm just a little boy in the Jesus candy store. And my eyes is bulgy. I see this beautiful candy. I want to eat all of them. Yeah, bless you, Sue. Bless you, Sue. This is how it works for me. I still don't know what I'm doing, but I'm listening and watching. And I'll pray for everybody who's come to the prophet. I'll pray for you. But they just want to just, hey, yeah. What's your name? Becky. Are you married? No. Give me your hand. First of all, Becky, I want to apologize to you. Great mother too. Yeah, I'll come back to you again. Jesus. What's your name?
Sue.
Oh, prayer ministry. Is that a title?
No, it's a ministry.
It's a ministry. Oh. You pray for people? Put your hand on my hand. Lay my hand. Pray for me. Thank you. Oh, I feel good already. You know why I'm doing this? I just make it so fun. Listen, so that people don't look at me. So that I don't have the pressure. You know what I'm saying? So I make a joke. And I distract you from looking at me. And bam! You know? I like to joke. What's your name?
Michelle.
There's somebody here who's called John. Is John here? Huh?
Two Johns are there.
Yeah, John.
Yeah. John there.
Yeah. The Lord is saying to John that he's heard your cry, especially about your children. He said he's heard your cry about your children. He said, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. He said your cry about your children. Every one of them will be saved. None of them will die till they know Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I just bless you, John. And you're a man of your word. What you say is what you do. And the Lord is so pleased with that. So I just bless you, John. And another thing I felt the Lord is, you know, you have this leadership. There's so much leadership in you. So Father, stretch your hands towards John here. So Father, thank you for John. I thank you for the leadership quality that is in his life. In the name of Jesus. Fire. Bless you, Sue. Yeah. The Lord wants me to say just one thing. Thank you for standing by your man. Fire. You're the other John. Your mom gave you John? Oh, your mom and dad gave you John.
I don't understand.
Is your name John?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So your mom and dad named you John?
Oh, named me, sorry. Yeah. I've had a cold, I'm a bit deaf.
So you're John?
Yeah.
Yeah. John, you know what? Let me tell you this. People don't take you seriously.
The wife doesn't.
Whoopsie. People don't take you seriously, but there's so much seriousness in you. There's so much authenticity about you. Even though you joke a lot, and because of the joke has created certain things people not to understand you. But God is saying to you, he's so proud of you. Because he likes you. He likes you. He really, really likes you. You know that there are some men that are going to come and confide in you, and God is going to use you to touch their land and heal them and set them free. So I just bless you. One more thing, I just saw that I don't know whether you have a home group or not. Because I saw a home group and it's growing. It's going to grow like wildfire. You know what a wildfire is? Yeah, it's going to grow like a wildfire. So I just bless you, John. Bless you, John. Bless you, John. What's your name?
My name's
Ben. Ben? Why did your mom and dad give you Ben?
Don't
know. You don't know? Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. All right. And what's your name?
Bethany.
Bethany.
Yes.
Yeah. But then there's something about dance about you. There's something about dance that God wants to use you to dance. And, you know, there's something about art. A-R-T-S. There's something about art that God is going to use you to do. He's going to touch your life with that. And you know what? You're going to make a lot of money from this. You're going to make a lot of money from this. And when you put your heart in this, it's going to be extremely very well. And even the way you stay, with your style of your hair, also works with your artwork. The way you write, the way you read stuff, the way you do stuff, you know. You are a person who is very, who likes to hide in the background, doesn't want anybody to see them, but God is going to expose you. God is going to bring you right in the forefront. I'm that kind of person, I don't like people to notice me. But he just pushed me right there. I have no choice. He's going to push you out there. You're going to do extremely very well. That you're going to be so anointed, especially the prophetic is going to be very powerful. There's a woman that I know very well. Her name is Stacey Campbell. Wow. You're going to speak powerfully like Stacey Campbell. You're going to speak powerfully. And not only that, not only will you prophesy, you're going to be like a woman called Heidi Baker, which is another friend of mine, Heidi Baker, that you're going to do signs and wonders and miracles. So this is, I felt the Lord is saying to you, because you are hungry for Him and you want Him. Even if sometimes it's so awkward in school. When you start talking about God, it's so awkward. But they see that in you, and you can't hide it. That's how precious you are. And He's delighted in you. Bethany, He's so delighted in you. He wants you to know that you are in the palm of His hands. You make Him happy anytime He sees you. And one more thing, Bethany. Dad, can you look at me, Dad? Can you stand up for me, please? When the time comes, she's going to meet a man. Listen. You have to come and tell your dad. Dad knows. Dad knows who is and who is not. When Dad approves, I'm serious. Because the power, because of the anointing that is in your life, is going to attract certain men that is not good. Mm-hmm. And that's what Dad is involved. He's a man of prayer. You know. And when you meet the right person, you'll be the most happiest woman in life. See, the houses you've been thinking you wanted to get, the travel you wanted to travel, those are minor stuff. Minor stuff compared to what God has for you. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what the Lord has in store for you. But get ready. Get ready. Do not let those things distract you. Do not let those things distract you. Look, this is what I will say to you. This is not prophetic. What I'm going to say now is not prophetic.
Okay?
All those I said was prophetic. Now I'm going to speak. Okay? Have a date with your dad. Mm-hmm. All right? I'm serious. Invite your dad for a date. All right? Mm-hmm. And show your heart. Show your heart. All right? I know why. It will break certain things, okay? It will break certain things. I know why. And you will be fulfilled in life, Bethany. You will be fulfilled in life. Don't be scared to step out and doing things for God. So I just bless you. Father, thank you for Bethany. Do you have another sister?
I do. I have two other sisters.
Yes, this one is taller than you.
Yep. Yes, my old sister.
Yes.
No, they're both taller than me. But my own sister.
No, this is the tallest. This is the tallest.
The tall one.
Yeah. Is she here?
She's in America.
She's in America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Is she married?
Yes.
She has children?
Right.
Not yet.
This is what everyone's saying.
Okay, I'll just leave it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is the baby coming now? There's a baby coming.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a baby coming now?
No.
Not the
baby. But there's a baby coming. I know there's a baby coming. Okay.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that. Okay. All right. So I just bless you. What's your sister's name?
Abigail.
Abigail. Father, I speak to Abigail, and I speak to her womb to be open in the name of Jesus. I speak to the husband, both of them. The eggs and all the cellular just mixed to make it one, to make the baby come. So we declare and we decree. We hear the voice of the baby. And I thank you for doing that in Jesus' name. Amen. It's done. It is done. Thank you for Bethany. What's your wife's name?
Dini.
Dini. Ah, yeah, Dini. Yeah, Dini. And what's your name?
Matthew.
Matthew. Ah, that's in the Bible too. All right. All right. See, I'm prophesying, but I'm not prophesying. What's your name?
David.
Where's Dominic there? Where's Dominic? Come here, Dominic. Did I scare you?
Yes.
Did I scare you? I see you have two kids.
Yes.
And you ask me, how did I know? What happened? What happened?
I was a bit shocked.
You were shocked?
Yes.
Why would you be shocked?
I don't know. I thought someone had told you something about me, but they obviously have, but it wasn't who I was thinking.
This is normal in the church. This should be normal. Anybody, you see, every one of you can do it. So that's what we're going to pray. And you have that gift. You have that gift. It's lying there right now. God is going to bring it out. Actually, you're going to get people's names. God is going to give you names of people. And it's going to shock them too. Yeah. You have two children. Is it a boy and a girl? Yeah. Uh-huh. You didn't tell me all this, did you? Are you still shocked?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, the boy is going to be an evangelist. That's why he talks. You can't shut him up. He's going to be an evangelist. He's going to do marvelous things for the kingdom. He's going to do marvelous. He's going to do you proud. He's going to do you so proud. How old is he?
He's 3.
He's going to do you so proud. That's why sometimes you can't just let him shut up. You can't let him shut up. That's why he's busy. Busy more than mom. You know? And the girl sings like she has an angelic voice. The girl sings. Is that the, which one is the older one?
My boy.
The boy is the oldest. Okay.
My girl's only 10 months.
10 months old. Okay. 10 months old. Yeah. But God is so proud of you, Dominic. God is so proud of you. One more 10. God is going to bring your relationship with your siblings, okay, together. God is going to restore your relationship with your siblings, okay? That there's been a strain, and the Lord says he's going to restore that. He's going to fix that very soon. You're going to be a conduit. You're going to be one of the people God is going to use to straighten the relationship with your siblings up. And there's going to be a big party. There's going to be a unity form. And God is going to touch their lives. And they're going to come to know Jesus. One of them. Little by little. But you used to write on a piece of paper, you know? God has been reading what you've been writing. You've been sharing your heart on a piece of paper. And then you stopped for a while. He wants you to get back into that again. He wants you to get back into that. Because as you share your heart to him, he shares his heart to you. You know? Especially with all the things that's going on in the house. You've been tired and, all that stuff. God will take care of all that, okay? Especially when you sleep and toss and turn. God is going to take care of all that. The Lord's wiped all that off. All this sleeping and tossing and turning, that's God is taking care of that. So just bless you, Dominic. I bless you. Let me ask you one more thing.
Yeah.
What do you want God to do for you?
Heal my daughter.
To heal your daughter. What's wrong with her?
She's blind. She has severe brain damage.
Okay. What's her name?
Darcy.
Stretch your hands towards her. Jesus. Father, you said, when two agree, shall be established. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just release the anointing to touch her in the mighty name of Jesus. Because that's what you do best, a miracle. So we release your miracle power into her in the name of Jesus. Lord, I also ask you in the name of Jesus that, you know, look, I believe in healing. I believe God heals. Let me tell you. I'm praying that God will heal her. But I'm also praying that God will give her the spiritual eyes to see. Spiritual eyes to see. Because a lot of us see, but we don't have spiritual eyes to see. So I pray for Darcy that God will give her spiritual eyes to see. When God heals her, it's a bonus. But the spiritual eyes to see so that she can do marvelous things for the kingdom. Because it's not all the time that, you know, but we can still do marvelous. I'm not saying God wouldn't heal. I'm not saying God shouldn't heal. That's not my point. My point is God can heal her. I believe God is going to touch her. But me, I'm asking God to bring open her spiritual eyes to see what I see, to see very, very clearly so she can change the world, because she's a world changer. She's a world changer. God is going to use her to change a huge society. It's good that God healed her eyes. I'm happy for that. But what God is going to use her to do is much bigger than the eyes being healed. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's, to me, that is so powerful. That God can heal her spiritual eyes so that she can have the sensitivity. She can have the deep relationship that God can reveal to her. Yeah. What kind of work does your husband do?
He's a carpenter.
He's a carpenter. Okay. Yeah. There's a big contract coming for him, okay? There's a big contract coming for him. There's going to be, I don't know, somebody's going to come. I saw him signing a paper, and it doesn't look like, at the beginning, it doesn't look like it's a lot of money, but when he signs the contract and he does a good job, it becomes a little ripple. You know what a ripple is? When you throw a stone in the water, and do, it will start becoming a ripple, and the money will start flowing. And I saw your house. I saw a house. I don't know why you own your house. Okay, but I saw a house and I felt the Lord saying, He will bless you guys more than you can ever imagine. But your daughter is special. She is special. She is special. You'll be so blessed to have a daughter like her. Because she's a world changer. She's a world changer. Okay? So Lord, we thank you. For using this, there's a man in the state who has silver palsy. I can't remember his name, but God used this man to change the world. He can't walk very well, but he said, "I thank God for God didn't heal me of this silver." Everybody pray for God to heal him. Actually, his silver palsy has led him to do marvelous things for the kingdom. Has led him to do marvelous. So I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. How much time do we have? 10 o'clock. All right. Let me just do one more. Thank you, Gabby. Dominic, are you all right? Are you all right? I didn't scare you, did I? Thank you. Oh, I feel good now. Hey, those two women, are you guys coming tomorrow? Huh? Hopefully not. What did he say?
Probably not.
So hopefully not. Yeah, because that's what God showed me. You're not coming tomorrow, that's why. But you're coming back again, but you're not coming tomorrow, no? You know, both of you stand up. Okay? See, I don't know why I know stuff. I have no clue. I'm still a baby. You know? You're a mother of many nations. You're a mother of many nations. You like babies. You like children. Your children adore you. You remember Jesus said, "Bring the little children to me." That's you. When the disciples said, stay all, let all the children stay away from Jesus. Then Jesus said, no, bring the children, let them come to me. That's who you are. You're a mother of many nations. You're just like a mother hen. You know what a mother hen? You cover the babies with the feathers. That's who you are. So just bless you. You know, there's something about your health that God is going to restore, okay? There's something about your health God is going to heal you. So, Lord, I release power for you to be healed. Fire on you. Fire on you in the name of Jesus. Fire. Fire. Fire on you in the name of Jesus. Be healed right now. Be healed. Be healed from the stomach area. Be healed right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I release the healing power to touch your stomach area. God, fix those things. Those are, go and get the spare parts from your warehouse. And put a new one in there. Surprise her. Surprise her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And what's your name again, sister? Huh? Wow. Wam. Wam. Okay, Wam. And yeah. I feel the Lord say he can trust you. Okay? You don't say things to you're a quiet person, you know, but when you speak with power. You don't speak often, but when you do, because the Bible says in John chapter 6, 63, the word that I speak are spirit and are life. The word that you speak are spirit and are life to so many people. You may not see the impact, but I'm telling you, God is going to bring the impact that you come and see the fruit of the word you speak to people. So I just bless you. I bless you. You know, one more thing I felt the Lord saying to you that you've been asking a lot of questions. You've been asking a lot, especially the financial side of it. You've been asking a lot of questions. He's going to answer your questions. He's going to answer this to you. So just bless you. Bless you. You have a brother who wants to be with you somehow. God is going to work with you to help your brother. I don't know how, but God is going to work with you to help your brother. So I just bless you today. One, Jesus' name, I bless you. Yeah. Yeah. Are you married? No. Do you want to get married? What's so funny about that? Do you want to get married? You sure? And do you want to have babies too? You don't want to have babies? Okay. So Lord, thank you for the husband is here. A man who's after your own heart. Because she's not going to settle for less. A man after your own heart. And Lord, thank you, Father. Be open for be open who he brings to you, not who you want. Be open whom he brings to you, not the one you want. The one you've been choosing doesn't work. Now he wants to bring because he wants to honor you. So he wants to bring them to you. And one of the ways you can know when the man likes you, they're coming after you, you run. That's how you can tell. Because you start running away. So, whoops, this guy is serious. But be open. Who? Be open, okay? So I bless you. He's here, okay? He's here. He's here. And you're going to have a good time too. He said, God, give me a husband. God, give me a husband. He brings, we only want what the one we want. No. God is a master choosing the right person. He's a master. He's good. Not the way you like. And some of them, the one he's going to choose for you sometimes, him, but he's going to take care of you. He's going to treat you right. So be open who he chooses for you. All right? So bless you. One. Bless you. All right. So now let me pray for the prophetic people, okay? Pastor, how am I doing, Pastor?
You're doing good.
Yeah. All right.
Go for it.
Because, you know, I can't prophet everybody tonight, but I know, on Sunday nights, I'm going to prophet everybody who comes here. Everybody, including the chairs. That's why I started. I started prophesying on the chairs. Oh, were you crying, Worm? Were you crying? Oh, you're all right. You're all right. You're all right. You're shocked? No. 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 Yeah. She doesn't blush. What's your name? Esther. Aha. Esther. Are you coming tomorrow too? Huh? Why is everyone come tomorrow? Okay? I have a word for you, but come tomorrow, okay? The reason why is that I'm not getting the whole picture, and I'm not going to prophesy half. I have to get the whole picture, okay? And I'm not getting the whole thing, okay? I want to give the word that will come to pass. I don't want to half-hazard word, all right? So come tomorrow, yeah. Who's the driver? Who's the driver? Oh, you'll be driving. So bring them there. Bring them. All right. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Father. Father, bless these people. Let me just lay my hands on them, all right? So, Father, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow morning at
9:30.
At 9:30.